tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's January 30th, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. The big news this week is obviously Tesla's Q4 earning call. Tesla released its Q4 2024 results yesterday, and they missed bigly. Just after the market closed yesterday, Tesla released its financial results and confirmed that it did miss expectations with earnings of 73 cents per share and missed revenue expectations of $25.7 billion during the last quarter. For the full year 2024, Tesla's earnings per share was down 22%, despite many seeing Tesla as a growth stock. The silver lining is that while growth has gone away, Tesla remains profitable and has grown its cash stack to $36.6 billion. Fred does a great job deep diving into this, and actually I wanted to give him time to do that deep dive and come up with additional articles so that we could cover this properly when I finally did get to it. There are other articles about this, like Tesla Guides Return to Growth, thanks to cheaper new models and self-driving. Of course, we've heard that before. He also said he would launch an unsupervised full self-driving service in Austin as early as June of this year. Again, we've heard that before. But there are some new things. For example, Elon finally admitted that Tesla would have to replace its HW3 self-driving computers. This is something that Fred Lambert, who is, of course, our senior editor and resident Tesla expert, has been hounding Tesla about for several months, saying that the HW3 simply wouldn't be capable of full self-driving. No concrete plan has yet been shared, but it's good to see that we now have a corporate admission that something needs to be done for those customers who bought those cars on the promise of full self-driving. But probably the biggest takeaway from all of this was something that I haven't seen reported anywhere else and something that Fred caught early on. Almost a quarter of Tesla's reported earnings came not from the sales of vehicles or even regulations, but from recognizing a $600 million gain on Bitcoin. Last quarter, Tesla moved its Bitcoin around into new wallet, triggering a lot of speculation. We suspected that Tesla might be moving things around to comply with the latest crypto accounting regulations. And sure enough, with the release of Tesla's Q4 earnings yesterday, the automaker confirmed that it moved the Bitcoin to comply with the adoption of ASU 2023-08. The move enabled Tesla to record a $600 million mark-to-market gain, accounting for a significant portion of its $2.3 billion income in Q4, which was already down 70% year over year. Tesla disclosed in an SEC filing today, other income net changed favorably by $523 million in the year ended December 31st, as compared to the year ended December 31st, 2023. Primarily due to the remeasurement of our Bitcoin digital assets to fair value in 2024, partially offset by unfavorable fluctuations in foreign currency exchange rates on our intercompany balances. If it wasn't for that Bitcoin, Tesla's net income would be down more than 78% in Q4 compared to Q4 of 2023. If you remove regulatory credits, it would be down fully 86%, and Tesla's earnings would add up to barely more than $1 billion compared to its more than $1 trillion valuation. Now, that got me thinking about PE ratios. A PE ratio is market value over earnings. And with $1 billion of earnings at a $1 trillion valuation, that's $1,000 PE ratio. Now, the real PE ratio on the stock market currently is 110.4, which is better than 1,000, but still ridiculously high when you compare it to other car brands. For example, as of 28 January, Ford is 11.43 PE, Toyota is at 9, Honda Motor $7.11, and GM is $5.39. Now, I know a lot of people don't think of Tesla as a car brand. They want to sell it to you as a tech brand. Well, but it's still high compared to tech brands, even at a 110 valuation. The PE value of Amazon, for example, is 43. Alphabet Google is 22, Meta is 25.3, and Domino's Pizza, which is the other highest performing stock of the last 10 years, was at 26.04. So this still seems really, really high. I'm not an expert finance guy, but hey, maybe you are. You can certainly come on down to the comments section and let us know what you think about all of this. But while we're on the topic of Tesla and their Q4 earnings call, the Bitcoin revelation wasn't the weirdest thing about it. That had to be this comment from Elon that basically said, you'll die without a solar roof. But he just joined an administration that's going to make it harder to get a solar roof. So what's going on? As part of the earnings call, an investor asked if Tesla had given up on ramping up its solar roof products. The product was originally unveiled way back in 2016 and hasn't lived up to the hype of speculations at the time. Tesla's answer highlighted that the roof remains a core part of its residential product portfolio, along with the Powerwall, and that it draws a lot of customer interest despite it being a premium product. But Tesla isn't installing the roof itself. It says it would rather produce units to send out to the roofing industry. Then Elon Musk went into a soliloquy about the benefits of having home solar, which are true if somewhat overstated. He said, quote, I think it looks really cool and your house generates electricity. And if you combine it with the Tesla Powerwall battery, then you can be self-sufficient so that even if the grid turns off, even if the grid turns off for several days, your house still works and your roof looks awesome. So it's like, I recommend anyone who can afford it, get Tesla's solar roof and Powerwall. Your family's life might depend on it. And just in terms of convenience, your kids are not going to yell at you because their computers don't work and their power went out and they can't charge their phone. Actually happens. You literally can't even call anyone because your phone's out of juice. Despite that being just a bananas answer, the important portion is where Elon says your life might depend on it. Now we get to the point of all this, which is if Elon really thinks that your family is in mortal peril for not having solar panels, but also seems okay with the government making it harder to install those panels, does he want you to die too? It's worth a thought. Especially for those few investors who still believe that Tesla's mission is what's guiding the company and are just holding on to base hopes that the company might benefit from some unspecified corruption. Although given the policies we've seen, which will directly harm Tesla's business, maybe even that latter group might reconsider. Now, there's another comment here. If you'd like to install home solar from a company that isn't working actively to harm solar adoption in the U.S., it's a good idea to get a quote from several installers. Make sure you find a trusted, reliable solar installer near you that offers competitive pricing. Check out Energy Sage, a free service that makes it easy for you to go solar. It has hundreds of pre-vetted solar installers competing for your business, ensuring you get high quality solutions and save 20 to 30% to going it alone. Now, again, Energy Sage is not a sponsor of this show. They were in the past. We're good friends of theirs. We have an episode where we interviewed some people from Energy Sage. They put out a free state of the industry report every year, so definitely worth checking that out. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. And while we're on the topic of solar, we want to note that a vast 600 megawatt Texas solar farm just hit a major milestone. Renewable developer Vesper Energy has installed the last of more than 1.36 million solar panels covering 6 square miles at Hornet Solar in Swisher County, Texas. Once it's online, Hornet Solar will generate 600 megawatts of clean energy, enough to power 160,000 homes annually. The seamless coordination between our team and our EPC partner Blattner has enabled us to remain ahead of schedule and on budget while ensuring quality throughout the process. That's according to Juan Suarez, co-CEO at Vesper Energy. Hornet Solar uses bifacial solar panels mounted on a single-axis tracking system to maximize efficiency. The solar farm is connected to Oncor's electric transmission system within ERCOT and is contracted to provide power to 4 offtake partners through individual power purchase agreements. The Hornet Solar project in the Texas Panhandle is on track to be fully online later this spring. Texas is a utility-scale solar leader in the U.S. with ranking of number 2 and 37,713 megawatts currently installed. The state is projected to install 51,000 more megawatts over the next 5 years and move into the number one spot, according to the Solar Energy Industry Association. The total solar investment in the state is more than $45 billion. That's all I've got for today, January 30th. And hey, if you're like me and you're old enough to remember those old Bitcoin faucets that would give you a little couple Bitcoin there for filling out some puzzles, you're just kicking yourself now, aren't you? Elon's not. He made big money on that.